the health products.
One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months to go. The president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
He is.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Number's 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
Let me pull out one of my favorite all-time Alec Baldwin lines. Do we have any callers yet?
Well, we might, now that I've given the number so quickly. You never know.
Do we have any callers yet? No? No? Okay. I'll read from the dictionary some more.
So
tomorrow night, Stevie B returns to prime time.
Because all I want is a second chance.
I've been looking forward to this. Are you excited? Are you pumped?
I'm very pumped.
I'm interested to see what this is.
I gotta do some fancy morning show tomorrow.
I've been seeing your face in between like every show that NBC runs.
Let me tell you how cool I am. Okay.
Not that he's proud or anything.
Steve Baldwin here. Okay.
Yes, tell us how proud you are. I mean, cool you are.
Somebody came up to me and was like, you know, oh my goodness. And you're like the featured person on All-Star Celebrity Apprentice in all the taxi cabs in New York.
No way.
Dude.
That's kind of a big deal.
Dude.
That's kind of a big deal. Okay. Do you know how many taxi cabs there are in New York?
No.
See, if you're listening to us on KKFT in Reno tonight, that may not mean anything to you. But there's roughly a half a gazillion taxi cabs.
But anybody in Reno right now that can hear this voice, know that this voice booms through every taxi in New York City, people. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know if your voice booms through them. Your face is in them presently.
I'm just saying. I'm from Massapequa, Long Island.
We want to have some semblance of honesty.
All my homies back in Pequa, Stevie B has arrived. He's made it to the big time, baby.
Well,
okay?
and for more reasons than...
I'm in every taxi cab in New York City.
Yeah, again, people in Reno don't care.
Okay.
But you're in the big time for more reasons than just that tonight. So that's big, but that's tomorrow. Tonight's big.
Uh-oh.
Because we have returned to Sirius XM Radio. In fact, here's what we're going to do tonight. Anybody that calls 888-340-3373.
That's big.
Anybody that calls 888-340-3373, listening to us on Sirius XM, and properly identifies to Jackie, who will answer your call cheerfully. You will answer the call cheerfully, Jackie, with a smile. You will do that. As opposed to normal times. She'll cheerfully take your call. And when she does, if you can properly identify which channel we are on, you're going to get a DVD from Kirk Elliott, a book from a woman by the name of Danny Johnson, and I might throw in one of my books.
You go, KMC.
Anybody tonight that calls and can tell Jackie which correct number you're listening to on Sirius XM.
You're like just feisty tonight.
Yeah, I want these Sirius XMers back. We used to be on this channel a number of years ago.
Right.
A couple of years ago.
Right.
And then that little group FamilyNet dropped us like a cold potato. Or a hot potato.
No.
Or something.
They
dropped us like yesterday's tuna sandwich.
We're very appreciative to all the
I'm still bitter about it. So anyway, but we're back. We're back on a certain channel on Sirius and XM. And if you call Jackie at 888-340-3373, as many of you that want to.
So you better watch it, Howard Stern.
And identify the right channel.
We're coming after you.
You will get the prize pack. We're going to send you a DVD, a couple of books.
Howard and his people are going to talk about this on Monday. We're like, what?
I'm sure they are.
Be like, Baldwin said what?
Yeah. No, they'll be going, yeah, Baldwin's back on NBC. Get him on the show.
Yeah.
Let's make fun of him some more.
That too.
888-340-3373. But it is, if you're just catching us on SiriusXM for the first time, he's Stephen Baldwin, the actor, 20 years Hollywood, 60-plus films.
25 years, 70 films. Go ahead.
Have we been
and
together
now,
5 years now?
In every New York City taxi cab.
That's right.
Okay? Okay?
I need to just spend some time in the city in a cab just to be able to... Oh, and Jackie, you're going to have to take their name and address. Sorry. She's going to have to do that. But yeah, you're in every taxi cab. You're the NBC.
Love that.
It's too bad that it couldn't have been hosted by a better network.
No, I love NBC.
No, we hate NBC.
I love NBC.
And you both. You would.
They've been very good to Lex Luthor.
Yeah, and Alec, for that, I hate them even more.
Alec Baldwin?
Yeah. If they just weren't, like, so manipulative of their news division is embarrassing.
Well, yeah, so.
They purposefully.
You like SNL, don't you?
They make people say things that they didn't say.
But you like SNL, don't you?
Not in recent years, no.
Oh, I think it's funny.
It's been, you don't own a TV.
I watch it on Hulu. Or NBC's version of Hulu. Or in a taxi cab. I'm gonna beat this taxi cab thing
should.
To
you
death
should.
Over the next 2 hours.
For the next 2 months.
Yeah.
Forget the next 2 hours. So anyway, he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. You might know me from Fox News. And you might know me from this SiriusXM channel because we used to be on this very same channel.
Yeah.
And we're glad to be back. But we've got some interesting things to talk about tonight. What Stevie B and I like to do, if you're brand new to the show, is we like to basically make a mockery of everything in life.
We like to cause trouble.
Yeah.
In a loving and holy way.
Other people seem very serious about things. That's not this show.
Right. Yeah, no.
We're the furthest thing from serious.
We're strong Christians, but we're kooky.
He is.
Yeah, I am.
I'm very dry. Very boring. Very
you don't,
dry.
That's not true as
Did
far
I say
as you
dry?
Know. That's not true as far as you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you did say. So anyway, what we like to do is talk about almost anything in life. And tonight we are talking about life. By the way, I've got a... The lovely bride and the little ankle biters and I were invited to a very, very lovely family's third birthday for a little girl by the name of Riley. And Riley, if you're up and listening, go to bed. But happy birthday to you all the same. And if your parents are listening, turn the radio off because I'm about to complain. I absolutely hate children's birthday parties of children that are not my own. I can't stand them. First of all, they have them in these things.
Does that have anything to do with your micromanaging?
No, it has to do with the fact that they hold them in germ factories. The petri dish that is that
I'd call
pool
that
of
micromanaging.
Balls,
go ahead.
The pool of plastic balls that you just jump into.
Was it at their house or some place?
Oh, this was at this place.
And oh, so you didn't like that?
Well, look, 90 minutes after we started, they were kicking us out, going, "Well, we got another group of 50 ankle biters that got to get in there and swim around and
contaminate."
The Lord only knows what they do in those places.
And cause the great plagues that they do here in America.
But
those children.
Let's go to line two and talk to our first caller tonight. Hey, who is this? Line two, are you there? Rick? Rick, are you there?
Rick, yes.
Hey, Rick, welcome to Baldwin McCullough.
Well, thank you.
We're glad you're here. What Sirius channel would we be on tonight?
131.
Very good, sir. You're getting the prize pack.
Oh, yay.
Now, are you a Sirius listener or an XM listener?
XM.
Okay. There you go.
So now, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
131. Yeah. You're in for a treat, Rick. Are you going to be on the road tonight or are you listening from home?
I'm on the road.
Okay. What do you think of little kids' birthday parties? We're starting with a heavy topic tonight.
Especially watching them blow out the candles and get full of cake.
Yeah, that part's fun if you survive swimming in the petri dish that is the playground that all kids are in prior to that.
That's right.
It's one of those things where, and I love my friends, Matt and Monica that invited us today, couldn't have been more beautiful people. We had a great time. All of our closest friends were there. All of their kids were running around. They are exhausting. These parties are exhausting. Do you know how hard it is to get 15 3-year-olds to eat a slice of pizza?
It must be quite a scene.
Hey, Rick, thanks for the call. We're going to send you the prize pack. You can get a DVD and a couple of books. Thanks for listening tonight. All right. Okay, there you go. So we're on Sirius XM 131. Sirius XM 131. That's where we're at. So welcome to those of you listening, and we're thrilled to have you. Yeah, tonight, so here's what we're going to talk about. Not birthday parties, although mine was just a tragedy today. It's just one of those things. And then my boy, Stephen, had to be the one that was wanting to break every rule. So he was, like, running to get back into the ball of the pool of plastic balls once they pulled them up.
I'm shocked!
Yeah. Anyway, we've got... While claiming to represent their members, AARP supported legislation that over 50% of their members opposed. Why exactly would AARP support Obamacare while the majority of their members don't? Easy. It was good for AARP, and they stand to reap a windfall of over $1 billion. Many people feel they have no alternative. They have to depend on AARP for benefits, insurance, and Medicare supplements. Not true. There is a real alternative for people who believe in limited government fiscal responsibility. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, a leading alternative for adults over 50. AMAC offers a united voice, information advocacy, and the discounts and benefits you need, like insurance and travel. For less than a dollar a month, you can join today. Go to AMAC.us or call 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust AMAC. Join AMAC now. Go to AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. That's 888-262-2006. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, live from New York each and every Saturday night, starting at 9 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
888-340-3373.
He's Stephen Baldwin, the actor.
That's the number.
And the star. And I predict the winner of the next Celebrity Apprentice.
All stars.
That is not this season.
Oh. No, that's not nice. How do you spell Chinese? C-H.
He does this every week. If you're brand new to the show, he pretends to be dumb as dirt. Chinese, C-H-I-N-E-S-E. Why? Is your sweatshop out of, they temporarily down or something? You're trying to send an email to your factory?
That's not nice.
Of course it's not. But if you're asking me how to spell Chinese on air, you kind of deserve it. What do you want out of 2013? You want to improve your relationships? Don't pay attention to Stephen and I. Increase your income, expand your influence. I'll leave all of that in the same category. But what if you would like to find a step-by-step guide to getting everything you wanted out of life? How much would you pay? Do you struggle with increasing your income or getting a promotion or growing your business? Do you struggle with being misunderstood? What if you could find a step-by-step guide with a proven track record that showed you exactly what you needed to do to become wealthy, acquire charisma and influence, even multiply the success you've already got? What if that book was free? Well, write this number down because it is. 866-760-8255. It's called The First Steps to Wealth. It was written by Danny Johnson. And if you pay for the postage, she's going to send you the book. 866-760-8255. It has literally transformed tens of thousands of people's lives. And it can transform yours. 866-760-8255. Only while they last. A free copy of First Steps to Wealth by multiple millionaire and former star of ABC Secret Millionaire, Danny Johnson. 866-760-8255. All right. So, you wanted to talk about adoption tonight.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, you were reading the story.
Because I like reading around, and I like, you know, there's all kinds of stuff to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
This poor fellow with the sinkhole thing, it's all over the news. Giving up the search for the kid who fell into the sinkhole.
That's terrible.
You know, that's just terrible. But I'm surfing around, and, you know, I use other resources.
There's sequester. We can always, you know, be depressed over that.
I don't know what that means.
Well, weren't we all supposed to die on Friday morning? When the sequester kicked in, weren't we all supposed to, like...
Were we?
That's what we were told.
We're still here!
Like if you listen to the president,
still
it was going to be...
Still here, Obama!
It was going to be, like, the worst, like, dinosaurs all dead. Humans all dead.
No, the best is, he goes, and this will affect the janitors in the White House. There's all those janitors in the White House, and then the guy who runs all the janitors goes, no, it won't. We're good. We were prepared. We were all prepared for this move, huh?
We already cut staff.
Yeah,
you guys are. Anyway, we're still around, and sequester kicked in. I don't know if the world's going to end or not. But
so
we're not talking about that.
I use a lot of AOL,
right?
Because it's just, you know, like an iPhone. It's just stuff, you know, difficult stuff for dumb guys like me. Just easy to get around.
Okay.
And on Huffington Post. This gal, Callie Mitchell is her name. She documents this whole experience of, you know, having a child and then giving it up for adoption. And, you know, she gives it up at 25 years old while she's in college.
Uh-huh.
And then just goes to, you know, all the, you know, trials and the turmoil. And then this, she said, and she didn't know what she always imagined, she says, that if she ever had a child, she'd just figure it out. But then she gets pregnant, and the boyfriend's like,
no way.
Not dealing with it. And then she didn't know what to do, and then...
And she didn't want to raise
it. The boyfriend said... Hold on. The boyfriend said, give it up for adoption. And she said, well, that seems not right. I don't understand it.
At least the boyfriend didn't say, go get an abortion.
Correct.
So, I mean...
Very good
half
point.
Half a point for the boyfriend.
Well, give him a full point.
Okay, one. That's, one point.
No, with all the abortions going on, you know, kudos to these guys at least for this. But it just, you know, it seemed, you know, she at first said, I would deal with it. I would raise this kid. And then for whatever reason, just came to the epiphany that maybe it would be better for the child if someone else did, who would be more, in her, from her perspective or perception, more capable of doing so. And okay. Then she said, when I gave my kid to the adoptive parents and saw my kid with these people, then I knew I made the right choice.
Okay.
And what I don't get it.
You don't get what?
I don't get that unless... for specific reasons, you really can't raise the kid. It just seems to me she decided for who she was and where she was at that time in that moment, but that she couldn't raise the kid.
Are you saying she did it out of convenience?
It sure seems like that to me.
I've had a couple of experiences with this.
Right.
Now,
don't get me wrong. Adoption's great. And if for whatever reason, maybe that she hasn't expressed, she felt like this was the better option. But in my experience, Kevin, with children who have been adopted, there's so much that goes along with the effect that it has on them.
Right.
Of who is my real mom and dad, and why did they give me up, and you know, there's lots of issues that go along with that. And for me, it makes me say to myself, you know, the criteria to which you make this decision is something that makes me ponder, is it just okay at 25 years old in college to say,
I'm not responsible enough.
I can't do this.
Huh. That's a tough question. 888-340-3373. Maybe you have asked that question of yourself. What do you say? 888-340-3373. Is it okay to just say I'm not okay to raise a kid? It's interesting. I have a personal kind of, connection to a story like this because I knew a girl really well. She was younger than me, but grew up in the same area I did. She got pregnant, did not have an abortion, had the child, but for the most part gave the child to an older sibling of hers to kind of raise. And that sibling got married, ended up kind of starting a life with this child and her spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, the younger sibling that had given the child up came back into the picture and took the child back years later. And as I've watched that, it's kind of been like, ooh, I don't know if that was the best thing.
And did the kid ever know that?
Yeah. The kid was eventually told the whole thing, who was real mom and everything.
But not before.
But no, and it caused I think some significant
damage
to the kid being in between those goalposts of who where's real home and who's mommy and who's not mommy. Maybe you've had that experience. Maybe you know somebody that went through that experience. What do you think of what Stephen asked? Is it appropriate to give up a child for adoption if it's only for the case of convenience? 888-340-3373. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. It's Saturday night. You better believe we're live.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision
and plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
986.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, that's the number to be on the big show with Stevie B and KMC.
And the question that we've asked...
No.
...is... Well, they can be calling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so tell them, do you think it's okay for adults and young crises of life to give up children for adoption if it's perceived to be primarily for convenience?
Right.
888-340-3373. Have you ever known anybody that did that? Did they regret it?
Is it okay? Yeah,
Do you approve? Do you disapprove?
Because it's weird to me.
Because Stephen obviously doesn't approve.
No, I said it's weird.
That's his way of saying he doesn't approve.
Hey, did you know that as the world's largest Christian university, Liberty... University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Perhaps they could teach them to speak better than me.
I love that about Liberty.
Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. With nearly 100,000 resident and online students around the world, Liberty is equipping the next generation to impact the world. Learn more at liberty.edu/champions. Liberty.edu/champions. Or call 855-261-3235. That's 855-261-3235.
All right, Stephen gave you the number. It's 888-340-3373. And so the woman that you were reading about,
right?
Where is she at now? How old is she now? She's 25 when she gave up the baby. But does she regret it now? Is she having remorse that she gave up the child?
No.
She's fine with it.
No, she just documented the whole thing. And then kind of put it all out there in the local newspaper, you know, to click onto the website, and you could see, like, photos of her. It's very dramatic. It's got photos of her, and she's crying, and then her in the mirror looking at her big tummy. And But when I read all of it, it just says that, and this is the part that kind of weirds me out, is she said before, I said to myself, if I ever got in this situation, I would raise the child.
So it's not even, so she's kind of going back, you perceive, on her own, on what she previously felt was important. Her own principles.
Say that again?
I said, because you kind of are perceiving that she's even kind of going back on her own principles. Like she had previously said, I would raise the child, then it came right down to it, and she's like, nope, got to give it up for somebody else.
Well, yeah, because probably in that train of thought at that time, adoption never crossed her mind.
I think it's impossible for it not to cross people's minds.
Well, I don't know either.
If they're young, single people.
But,
you know,
one of the quotes she says here, mostly everybody in my life had left me, and I was just there kind of fending for myself. Although her family members were excited when they first heard about the pregnancy, her mother, grandmother, ultimately took a step back. They disagreed with some of Mitchell's decisions, and they were unhappy that she had decided to give one of their relatives to another family to raise.
Huh. So the family was rather upset about it.
Except for one older sister.
888-340-3373. Is it inappropriate for people to give up children for adoption out of perceived convenience? And I've got a real struggle with this question because even in just saying that, I'm going, well, what's the other option? At least they didn't abort the child. I mean, and there are a lot of families that want a child to adopt. So, I have a real struggle with this. Let's talk to Lenore in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Lenore.
Hey there. How are you? Listen, I realize the point might be misunderstood here because that woman might be giving up that baby on account of, for my example, I've not ever had a child, but if I did out of wedlock, I would want that child to have both a mother and a father, even now as an adult. I have a hole in my heart for never having a father in my life. Mm. I was raised by a single parent mom, obviously, and never having a father, you know, if a college student has is expecting a child, I'll have to understand there's a worthwhile reason outside of convenience that young adult cares enough about that baby to not replicate the situation of that future child, unborn child, not having a father and a mother. A father is equally as important as
sure.
the mother.
So let me ask you this, though.
A daughter needs a dad. A son needs a dad.
Lenore, hold the line. Lenore, hold the line. We're going to come back to you after the break because we got to break it for a commercial here. But Stephen's got a follow-up question he wants to ask you. It is Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. Stay with us.
actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? If so, don't be fooled by the big talk and fake ads for Disney or Nickelodeon. Get real. You need the right training and exposure. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to over a dozen North American cities in the month of January. Visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know and who you know. Find both at AMTC. That's AMTCAudition.org. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming to over one dozen cities in North America in January. To learn more, visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry, and the auditions are free. Sign up today. AMTCAudition.org.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
What do you want out of 2013? Do you want to improve your relationships? Do you want to increase your income? Do you want to expand your influence? What if you could find a step-by-step guide to getting everything you want out of life? How much would you pay? Do you struggle with increasing your income or getting a promotion or growing your business? Do you struggle with negativity in your business or relationship or in your finances? Do you struggle with the balance your life has between business and family? Do you struggle with being misunderstood or the lack of motivation in others close to you? What if you could find a book that showed you exactly how you could become wealthy, acquire charisma, power, and influence, and most of all, multiply the success you already have and open the door for more? What if that book was free? Call right now to get your copy. 866-760-8255. Danny Johnson, First Steps to Wealth, is free to you right now. 866-760-8255. Call now. 866-760-8255. That's 866-760-8255.
Call live from New York. It's Saturday Night Funny. He's Stevie B. I'm KMC.
Yeah, bro.
And we do have some fun. You know, he's the most famous face in the taxi cabs of New York right now. Which, if you're on the road listening to SiriusXM, it doesn't matter at all.
Well, welcome to our SiriusXM listeners.
Because there's not any cabbies that have SiriusXM.
Hey, XM. Tune in tomorrow night to All-Star Celebrity Apprentice.
Is it a two-hour episode tomorrow?
I think... I'm pretty sure... all of them are going to be 2 hours.
Really?
Well, yeah, because we were like halfway in the middle of filming, and they came down, and one of the Mark Burnett's guys said, like, they're really liking what they see. Looks like it's going to be 2 hours an episode. Something like that.
Well, when you've got all the... Now, who are the other celebrities that you're on with?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, you got to... You taped the season. You don't remember? Dude.
Just keep talking while
all right.
I Google it.
Well, let me tell you about this. Do you know about the American Reckoning? It's what's going to happen to our markets if and when... another country decides to cash in on the debt on dollars that our treasury owes them, or if one of the European nations, one of the pigs nations, Portugal, Italy, Greece, or Spain, decides to go bankrupt or go off the euro. If any of those things happen, there's going to be what's called an American Reckoning. And it's the subject of the new DVD, The Fuse is Lit, Part 3, by Kirk Elliott. And he would like to send you a complimentary copy of it. So text the word FUSE. Now, I want all the SiriusXMers out there, because I know how active you guys are. And those of you listening to terrestrial radio, don't be upset with us tonight. We're just welcoming SiriusXM. It's not going to be like the SiriusXM show from now on. But we are glad to have both terrestrial and satellite users with us tonight. But text the word FUSE, F-U-S-E, to 33938. That's F-U-S-E to 33938. Now, who is Dr. Kirk Elliott? He's America's financial doctor. He has helped tens of thousands of people shore up their long-term retirement investments and savings to make sure that they don't get wiped out when the reckoning happens. It's called The Fuse is Lit, Part 3, An American Reckoning. It's a DVD. He'll send it to you for free if you text him at FUSE, F-U-S-E. Text that word to 33938, 33938. Okay, Stephen, you were asking, Lenore is back with us on line one from Reno, Nevada,
right.
Listening to a great station, by the way, 99.1 KKFT FM Talk. But Lenore, Stephen had a follow-up question for you.
Sure, no worries.
Yeah, Lenore, because you made a great point. I didn't think about the point you made. So the child now having an opportunity to have, you know, the influence and the impact of both male and female energy in the child's life. I absolutely agree with that observation. But my question to you is. But let's say it were you. But let's say you were this child. Would you have preferred, if I'm hearing you correctly, you would prefer to have had a mom and a dad than having been raised alone by your natural mother?
That's a difficult question to answer, only because...
Right.
Now, wait a minute.
No, go ahead.
If you're giving me a choice, and as an adopted child, I wouldn't have a choice.
That's right.
Now that you give me an artificial choice, yes, I would far rather have an adoptive mother and father consent as opposed to my own biological... Because things happen to a daughter through her life if she doesn't have the positive role modeling and benefit of a father, because
sure.
She's got a hole in her heart, and
yeah.
That leaves a severe vulnerability you all don't realize. And things happen when a young lady is trying to fill her heart
sure.
with a role model, because this world is not 1950s Norman Rockwell anymore.
No,
sure.
It hasn't been for a long time, Lenore.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Dads are undervalued, and if at all possible, if a young woman in college is trying to give her child up for adoption, that's a positive thing. We need family unit. Our society is breaking down because we don't have the family unit as a focus anymore.
Yeah, I agree with you. Lenore, thank you for the call. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Lenore.
One phone line open, 888-340-3373. Is it wrong if a young mom in her early 20s gives up a child for the mere appearance of what looks like convenience? That's the question that we've asked. 888-340-3373. This is Stephen's topic. My topic next hour, equally thought-provoking, should boys play with dolls? A Christian writer said this week that God made boys to play with dolls.
Whoa!
So we'll talk about that after the top of the hour. Let's go to Flagstaff, Arizona. Line two is Glenn. Glenn, are you listening to AM 1100 KFNX?
I'm listening to... Sirius XM 131.
Ah, we have another Sirius XMer tonight. Thank you, sir. What do you think about this?
I think that the adoption is by far a more compassionate alternative than abortion, for instance. And, you know, so at least the child is going to be alive and has a chance to reconcile with whatever problems he has through adoption or not.
Well, let's take abortion off the table and say, okay, we all agree abortion is abhorrent and, it's not an option. We would take that off the table. Do you think the child grows up regretting not knowing their biological connection, or does the mother and the father potential take that away?
It can happen different ways depending on the mother and father. However, I think that they have the opportunity to experience the whole thing. And many people have sought out their biological mother when they become adults and had a relationship with those individuals if they were still living. And if the young mother feels like she can't afford to give the child a good home, and there's still lots of ladies and men that want to adopt children.
Yeah, there are. Sure.
Married couples, they can't have children.
Yeah. Well, and abortion has really depleted the ranks of kids that would be available. I mean, it's just, it's really sad. Glenn, thanks for the call, and thanks for listening.
Kevo, when you give a child up for adoption.
Right.
Do you have a say in who gets it?
You know, that's increasingly changing. There are now these things called open adoptions, which allow the birth parent to still have a very present and active role in the child's life, mm-hmm. even though they technically are under the direct auspices of the adoptive parent.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about open adoption, because I feel like it could be damaging to the undermining of the parental relationship.
As the world's largest Christian university, Liberty University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. With nearly 100,000 resident and online students around the world, Liberty is equipping the next generation to impact the world. To learn more about Liberty, visit liberty.edu/champions or call 855-261-3235. Attention business owners or anyone else trying to succeed in the tough economy in the new year. How would you like to tell more people than you've ever imagined about your business? There's a brand new website you must know about. It's called Prosper2013.com. You want to make a difference in the new year in a tough economy? You've got to become an engager. And you can only become one by going to Prosper2013.com. That's Prosper2013.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America. We're talking about the idea of adoption being kind of as a way out for people that don't want to take the effort to raise the child that they want to give up. Is it wrong to give up a child for convenience sake? You feel you're too young, you're too irresponsible, you don't have enough income coming in, you don't have any, you know, whatever the reasons are that you make up, is that a bad thing? Most everybody tonight has said, well, it's preferable to abortion. We're going to assume that for the rest of this discussion. Because I don't think anybody thinks killing a child ever benefits the child. I think it's pretty much agreeable that's not going to work out so good for the kid. But we'll take your calls at 888-340-3373. Now, one question first. While claiming to represent their members, AARP supported legislation that most of their members opposed. Why would they do this? Well, that was easy. Because with Obamacare, AARP stood to gain about $1 billion in taxpayer money. Many people felt they had no alternative, that they had to stick with AARP for the benefits, insurance, Medicare supplements, etc. That's not true. There is an alternative for people who believe in limited government and fiscal responsibility. It's called AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. They are the leading alternative for adults over 50. They offer a united voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, insurance, and travel, all for less than $1 a month. Go to AMAC.us and find out more right now. Call 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust AMAC. Join AMAC now. Go to AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. All right, line three, Sam in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I think what I want to say about the adoption issue, I have had some experience with that. I actually faced that question, and I really don't, from my perspective, it is hard for me to imagine any woman in that position considering what she may be about to do as a matter of convenience. Now, surely there's somebody who does think that, but it wasn't that way for me. And I did contemplate placing my child for adoption. I did not do that. And I can tell you I love my son. I love him very much. But it has also been very, very difficult.
Sure.
And I have, I guess, second guess sometimes, you know, whether I did the right thing by him. I often have thought, you know, he would have had a much better chance at various things if he had had an intact family and all of that.
Would you do it over again, Sam, that way? No?
That is so tough.
Yeah.
It was just agonizing.
All right. Well, we're up against the clock, but thanks for the call. We appreciate it, and I'm glad you made the decision you did. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough. While claiming to represent their members, AARP.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.